This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
The late, great Shirley Chisholm said, if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. It is with this in mind that ILTA Publications takes aims at boardrooms everywhere and asks, what seat would you pull up to the table? Our next charity table guest is Karen Allen. Karen is a longtime ILTA volunteer, speaker, and legal tech professional, and is currently the manager of information governance technology at Morgan Lewis. Today, Karen sits down with me, ILTA senior content manager Beth Ann Stubbe, and we talk about what chair Karen would bring to the table, who else is there, and so much more. So Karen, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really excited to talk with you after ILTACon because we had a really good beginning conversation to all of this, especially since we were surrounded by so many other professionals and all of the sessions. But I wanted to take a little bit of a deeper dive with this. In your current role, you work with attorneys and staff at your firm to uncover IG compliance pain points. And then you work with them, plus the IT staff, to repurpose existing tech and find that new tech that makes compliance easier. And seeing that that's a mouthful to say, I can imagine you have a very full day. So talk to me a little bit about how you came into your role.
So to go through the Wayback Machine, I've actually been working in technology for the legal industry since my first big girl job out of college. I came to it in a reverse way than a lot of people do. I started out working for a software company that made time and billing software for law firms. And I migrated from there to a systems integration company that served the small to mid-sized firm market in Philadelphia. That firm got sold and bought out, but many of my peers from that company are ILTA members or business partners now, which is great because I got to see most of those folks at conference and they're still really good friends. I started at Morgan during a lateral acquisition and was brought on to help integrate the document management system from the other firm based on all of my consulting experience. And from there, I went on at Morgan to run the document management system. I founded the client extranets. And I actually have had the ability to have a little bit of a jungle gym and not a ladder of a career here, which is great. It works with my work style. When my now manager came on board about 6 years ago, he is the firm's director of information governance, started asking me questions. And when I answered most of his questions with, well, it's this way, and this is the way it was done, and this is why I don't think it's right, and these are all the things that the users do that they shouldn't do, and these are all the users' pain points, and we have all these risks because of all these other things, he looked at me and said, you've never heard the term information governance, and you completely and totally get it, and I need you on my team. So that's how I wound up where I am now.
That's an incredible journey. The jungle gym metaphor is fantastic. I love it. So how did you get to ILTA?
Well, ILTA, my first conference was in 2012, and I still was at National Harbor in DC, and I still remember it was scary and enlightening at the same time. I was fascinated that I was surrounded by so many like-minded people. The energy that was there, the sharing of issues and solutions, the educational sessions, I was absolutely astounded by the fact that everybody there worked for a competing business, and yet everybody was there to help each other step up and be better and solve problems. And I knew after that first year that I had to be a part of it, so I applied to be on the conference committee. So I still remember my interview when I applied was with the then co-chair Skip Lohmeyer, and he asked me, why do you want to volunteer for this? And beyond all of those other reasons, I told him that, yes, I am very shy. I am uncomfortable inserting myself in a room where I know no one. I'm incredibly uncomfortable asking people to do things for me. I am independent. I don't like to ask for help. And there was absolutely nothing in that role that would keep me in my comfort zone. So that's why I was going after it. And I can honestly say that the personal growth that came out of that one decision has been monumental. I feel like I have gotten way more back from ILTA as an organization than I contribute.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen you not walk into a room and talk to everyone.
Like I said, personal growth.
Well, as an IT professional, where do you think all of this kind of comes together? How do you see yourself as an IT professional?
You know, that's really an interesting question. I see myself as in my current role, at least, is more of a translator and a problem solver. And I don't know that I do that with the tools that are tech, but I see my role more of a, how do I help people get things done and how do I make their lives easier on a daily basis?
When we met at ILTACON, I approached you saying that I really wanted to sit down with you as obviously a woman in technology, a, you know, an information governance person, but I really wanted to get together with you to talk about getting a seat at the table. Shirley Chisholm, as you know, said, if they don't give you that seat, bring a folding chair. So what's your chair, Karen?
Well, I would like to say it's a throne because I do keep a tiara in my office. It's a holdover from the Disney Princess Half Marathon I ran with my daughter. But sometimes when I need to take control, it's helpful to, you know, okay, I'm the queen. But I'm not going to go with a throne. I would rather say that I think I would go with a comfortable reading chair. It's something I can be in for a while because I'm not planning on leaving anytime soon.
That's a great image in my head of you wearing crown in your throne. But I do like the reading chair idea too, because if you get comfortable and you can see what's going around, that's an interesting perspective to have. But what's the table look like? You pulled the reading chair up. What does your table look like?
Well, reading chair should go with a coffee table, but I don't think a coffee table is quite big enough. I at my ideal table, I would say everybody has a voice, if not a seat at the table, kind of like when you serve dinner buffet style and people sit down and stand up and leave and make room for others. I truly believe that all voices should be heard at every level, because sometimes it's the smallest nugget of information that can make the biggest impact.
I think that's a really good segue for us into talking about diversity and inclusion. I know you are a huge proponent of making sure that everybody is included in every conversation. Recently, ILTA adopted a new core policy where we talk about having everyone have a voice, everyone having that seat at the table. Do you think that this diversity and inclusion core value will help strengthen ILTA?
I think ILTA has always been diverse and inclusive. Adding it as a core value just really brings it to the forefront. I was raised to believe that I could do anything I decided to do as long as I put the work in, and it was very gender neutral. And I think ILTA providing programming that extends that mindset brings us all up. As a woman in legal technology, I'm definitely in a minority. I'm a woman in a male-dominated field of tech, serving in the male-dominated profession of legal. But especially in ILTA circles, I've never felt anything less than equal.
That's really great that you've always felt included in the conversation, because I think that may go back a bit to the idea that volunteerism, mentorism, everyone kind of pitching in has always been a part of ILTA. Do you think that there's a place, as ILTA continues to grow, to continue to change, that we can have a mentoring program that you would like to be part of?
Absolutely. And I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. I don't know that I necessarily see myself as a formal mentor per se, but I always relate to the parable of teaching a man to fish. Instead of doing things just to get the job done, let me show you how to do it so you can be self-sufficient. In the office, that usually means using tech to make the job easier. I will talk to the users to get a full understanding of what they're trying to accomplish and then show them new ways of doing things with the tech they already use, or maybe introduce them to some tech that they didn't even know that the firm had that can help them solve their problem or get their job done. It really is incredible what a difference one fewer click can make. And it's also great to see that once you do that for one person, that knowledge then gets passed along to their user community. Outside the office, I kind of do the same thing. I've taught some girlfriends some basic electrical and plumbing things like light fixtures and switches and replacing faucets and that kind of stuff to just help people be a little bit more self-sufficient.
I think that self-sufficient mindset is exactly why we need to pull up our own chair at a table and make sure that we're all, you know, seated, but that we're also helping each other out. So tell me,
absolutely,
what's next for you? What's on your radar?
I have two bracelets that I wear with pretty regularity. One of them says there are no limits, and the other one says she thought she could, so she did. So I try to not limit myself. Right now I'm studying for to take the CIPT. If you don't want to know what that is, it's the Certified Information Privacy Technologist. It goes along with the CIPP certification. I'm scheduled to do a half Ironman in October with my daughter, and of course, volunteering with ILTA.
Well, Karen, that all sounds amazing. I'm super glad you pulled up a seat with us today, and I thank you for your time. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much, Bethann.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.